0345 6060973 is the number to call. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. Obviously, you know, across the pond in the States, there'll be interest in who becomes the next British Prime Minister. They will now be looking on at events since midday, realising that it is, in fact, going to be Theresa May now. They have their own election in November, do they not? And again, if Hillary Clinton wins that, that will be an interesting relationship to watch unfold politically. Simon Marks joins me, LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, hello.
Hello, Sheila.
Any reaction yet in the States?
No reaction yet. And I think we'll be getting some much later in the day. I mean, it would be normal for the White House to issue some kind of official statement, but probably only after things in London become clearer in terms of the timing of the transition that's going to get underway. But I think broadly, the Obama administration will welcome a rapid resolution so that the uncertainty that has been hanging over Britain, the question mark over precisely who would be walking across the doorstep at number 10, gets resolved. They don't like instability and uncertainty here or in many of the other parts of the world that deal with Britain on a daily basis. And also, I think it's important to underscore the fact that while Theresa May could wander down pretty much any American high street, an anonymous figure, in the corridors of power here in Washington, she is known. She has travelled here before. She's engaged in discussions and consultations with government officials, particularly with regards to managing issues relating to national security and terrorism. So they will have some sense of who she is, which would not, for instance, have been the case had Andrea Leadsom continued with her bid and ultimately won the keys to number 10 Downing Street. So she's not a totally unknown quantity, but certainly as far as the American public is concerned, she's not someone that they have previously seen very much of or can identify with.
I doubt whether it's a priority of hers, certainly today or this week, possibly even this month. But most British prime ministers, of recent years anyway, like to make that trip to the States as soon as possible and get the stardust of Washington around them, don't they, in the pictures that
they do.
Produced.
And I think that she's going to need to do that because there are questions hanging over the future of the so-called special relationship between the US and the UK. Barack Obama has been at great pains every time he talks about preserving the special relationship with London, at the same time to emphasise the fact that the United States will have its own relationship going forward with a European Union that does not include the UK. So there is going to be a need to get over here and talk about that special relationship, talk about concerns that the United States will have regarding a possible second referendum on independence in Scotland. I mean, the US is worried about the state of this relationship. And also remember, you know, you were talking about the fact that we've got this presidential election here coming up in November. Political change, when it happens in the United States, is always very well choreographed. We know exactly the date on which Barack Obama in January of next year will move out of the White House and either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump will move in. You don't have removal vans unexpectedly trundling up the front lawn, Michelle Obama or America's First Family hastily packing their belongings and getting out. When you see that from this distance taking place in London, American policymakers always get a little bit jolted by it. They're not used to that kind of change. And that's another reason why any incoming British Prime Minister always wants to get across here as quickly as possible.
Thank you, Simon. Always good to talk to you. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.